Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Now, Cortland, appreciate you joining me. Jeff Dice, the co-host on the show, is with me for this particular segment, and we're talking a little bit about politics, because I think what we're talking about, the specific issue, political issue that we're talking about right now, is going to play a big, big impact on investing in gold or silver or the mining stocks. And the reason I say that is we have a magic date coming up, March 1st. On March 1st, spending cuts are supposed to go into effect. The president is saying if the spending cuts go into effect, we are going to be in big trouble. The United States is not going to be a pleasant place to live. Throwing out numbers like 750,000 people will be added to the unemployment roll, on and on and on, fear-mongering, for lack of better terms. The Republicans aren't willing to do anything at all to rectify the situation. So basically, we're a stalemate. If either side wins, we're not going to go anywhere. And our country, I think, is going to go farther and farther down the tube, for lack of a better term. Jeff, what are your comments on this?
Now, it really is fear-mongering, because what we're talking about here with so-called sequestration is, first and foremost, it's a law that President Obama himself signed into law at the end of 2012. So really, he has very little room to complain about something that he signed off on, which is basically that Republicans and Democrats couldn't agree to spending levels or budget levels for 2013. So at the end of the year, faced with a deadline, they raised the debt ceiling in exchange for coming up with a period during which they would come up with specific spending cuts. And if they failed to do so, then the so-called sequestration would go into effect. But we got to step back for a second and remember that sequestration is just a cut in the rate at which government will grow. It's not an actual cut in nominal terms. The total federal budget will be bigger in 2013 than 2012, bigger in 2014 than 2013, et cetera. So, you know, if one side says, hey, we want to raise the budget by 10%, and in fact, we only raised the budget by 8%. That's not a cut, right? So we need to disabuse ourselves of this notion that somehow that sequestration is going to mean that government is radically cut to the bone. It just simply isn't true.
No, it's absolutely not true. The thing that amazes me, Jeff, is why don't our quote-unquote leaders realize the gravity of the situation and do something about it? And when I say the gravity of the situation, I'm talking about the economy right now. I mean, we are on a collision course if changes aren't made. Do you think what happened in Europe wasn't pretty with the riots in Greece and Italy and Spain, etc.? Maybe you ain't seen nothing yet compared to what I think will happen in the United States.
Well, our leaders in terms of the political class certainly haven't learned anything from Europe, although they certainly should. I think there's two things at play. First, a significant portion of the political class simply doesn't understand monetary policy, and they think that somehow magically our dollar can continue to serve as the world's reserve currency no matter how much new liquidity the Fed creates. So that's number one. Number two is that perhaps a portion of our political class does understand this and does understand monetary policy somewhat, but they just don't care. Or, you know, they don't have any solution to it. So it's really a problem in that, you know, the U.S. public doesn't truly understand it, so they don't put pressure on the political class to react to it. But the other thing you've got to consider here is just years and years of gerrymandering by both parties. I mean, you've got politicians on the right and on the left who are in very, very safe seats in terms of one party really controlling it. So what they have to worry about, if you're, let's say, a Republican, is more about a Tea Party challenge in a primary than having a Democrat beat you, as one example. So there's not a lot of incentive back home for politicians to get together and sort of solve our problems. But look, at the end of the day, that's a naive view of government and politics anyway. I mean, we have to solve our own problems. And the only way we can do so is to cut spending. And look, for all the hype we're hearing, to balance the budget and stop digging ourselves any deeper, we'd really only have to go back to about 2003 or 2004 era spending levels, because right now the federal government is on pace to probably bring in somewhere between $2.2 and $2.5 trillion in tax revenue for fiscal year 2013. And we don't have to go back that long. I mean, government was not pared to the bone. It was not uncomfortably small just 10 years ago. We had, you know, we already had the Medicare Part D expansion started. We already had the war in Iraq and the police action, I guess I'll call it, in Afghanistan happening at that time. So, folks, I mean, we've really got to look past the hysteria and say, can't we just cut the government back to where it was 10 years ago? And we could have a balanced budget overnight. But as a, you know, as a practical thing, that seems simple. But as a political matter, it's absolutely impossible.
I find it really, really interesting that we simply can't go back to where we were even 10 years ago. I find it interesting that we can't go back, for example, to the Reagan years when folks in the upper income groups were paying more in taxes. Nobody cared. It was not a big deal back in those days. If we went back to, as you say, 10 years ago, cut government spending to the levels that they were at, let's say in 2000, 13 years ago, and if we went back to the tax system during the Reagan years, our problem would be solved. Why aren't these folks willing to push that agenda as opposed to adopting and continuing an agenda, as the press calls it, of just kicking the can down the road? Jeff, it's beyond me.
Well, I'm not sure that going back is something that politicians know how to do. I mean, look, you know, we have this concept of baseline budgeting, which means that every year's budget is based on the last year's budget as just a starting point, and then you add to it. I mean, there's no such thing as really cutting government. If you look at the federal government budget and federal outlays, you know, go back all the way even to pre-Civil War years, it's basically one great big upward curve. I mean, there's been slight deviations, but generally speaking, government doesn't make itself smaller, absent some sort of upheaval. And I fear that that upheaval may be a collapse of the dollar when the whole world suddenly just shrugs and says, no, you know, no mas, we're not accepting any more U.S. dollars. We don't, you know, we're not buying any more U.S. Treasury debt. But, you know, absent that, it's awfully hard to see how the political class, especially with a dumbed-down U.S. population, will ever sort of wake up and say, hey, we have to do this now instead of waiting till we actually have a real crisis.
Now, I'll tell you what bothers me. I'm not real concerned about, for example, the Europeans saying we don't want any more of your dollars. But what I am very, very concerned about are the Far Eastern countries saying we don't want any more of your dollars. I mean, we're hanging on by the skin of our teeth right now, you know, given the fact that, for example, petrodollars are in effect U.S. dollars. That system is slowly starting to change. But, you know, the Chinese economy is a force to be reckoned with. It's growing. It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. It's really going to be a force to be reckoned with. And I'll tell you, they are very black and white business people, and they're going to say, you know what, we don't want to buy your debt anymore. We don't want to trade in U.S. dollars anymore because they're worthless. And when that happens, God help us all. You got the final word, bud.
Well, that's absolutely right. God help us all. And we're already seeing alliances between China and Russia and between some other countries in the BRIC nations, et cetera. And they're more concerned now with commodities, with physical stuff and who has it, because they see the writing on the wall and they know that fiat currencies are only worth what the, you know, the government's backing them say they're worth. And these days, that ain't much, Al.
No, these days, that ain't much. All right, stick around. We're going to be right back and be chatting with Rick Ackerman. Okay, interesting chit-chat about what's going on. You know, Jeff and I are down at the Cambridge House Investment Conference right now in Palm Springs, and I have to tell you, you folks think you're confused right now as to what's going on economically and perhaps politically. I got to tell you, nothing compared to the confusion that's that we see reigning down here. Okay, we'll be right back with Rick Ackerman.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Big Al is with you here. Big Al is down in the desert right now, specifically in the Coachella Valley. Boy, I got to tell you, it's really, really beautiful down here. Great way to get away from the rainy and drizzly Pacific Northwest. I've got Rick Ackerman on the line with me right now. Let me tell you a little bit about Rick. He's a regular guest on our program. He is, I think, one of the best technical analysts out there. I'm basically a fundamentalist, but whenever I'm looking for TA, whenever I'm looking for explanations for situations that I really don't understand, I typically turn to Rick because he's got some really, really good insights. He's been doing this stuff for a long time. He's been involved in the financial community for probably almost 40 years, 8 to
to say it, Rick, but I think it's been probably darn near that long. You have a service that you offer to people, basically a paid service where through technical analysis you teach them how to do, you know, their own analysis, number one, and number two, you give some very, very interesting forecasts using TA on your own end. You're starting something new right now, and that is you are talking about actually teaching people how to think through and utilize technical analysis, and you've got a pretty good situation right now in terms of a free introduction. Tell us about it, will you?
Well, first, let me say thanks for the kind words. We are an evolving work. The Rick's Pick service is geared to traders and investors, but I'm really trying to create a large body of knowledgeable technicians. When you come in the chat room, there'll be probably at least a dozen people from around the world who are very familiar with my method, and the idea is that we all help each other. There's always something to learn. The method that I use is very risk-averse. It began just using an ABCD pattern to project rally and correction targets, but from that, there's been an evolution. It's produced something that I call camouflage trading, which is a way of getting the entry risk of a trade down to a bare minimum, and it's also very useful for managing risk. So I do give a seminar about once every 4 or 5 weeks. There's one coming up in early March. It's 6 hours, and once you've completed that course, you'll be ready for your master's degree, which essentially comes through Wednesday tutorial sessions that I give, and they're intended not to be chalk talk hypothetically, how would we do this and how would we do that. I tell people to come to this session prepared to trade, because if we see anything we like, I'm going to have them pull the trigger, and I think that's particularly useful for people who delve into this method that I teach, to know not just the mechanical details of it, but to know actually where I would get in on the trade. So we try to learn by doing.
You know, I know a lot of people who use TA very, very effectively, and I don't want to keep saying this over and over again, but I think you are one of the best out there. Rick, rather than talking specifically as to how people can take advantage of this, I want to talk a little bit about two sectors. You follow the precious metals markets on a daily basis, making your decisions whether you're going to pull a trigger and invest or pull a trigger and pull out or what have you. Gold is really in an interesting situation right now in that, as we're recording, it has broken the $1,600 barrier on Kitco. When we were recording this a couple days ago, gold was trading down somewhere around 1580, 1570 to 1580. A lot of people have said if it broke the $1,600 level that we could be in for some bad times, at least in the short term, for gold. What does technical analysis tell you about this situation, Rick?
Well, I think the key to it, Al, is to be willing to look at gold not as interesting but as uninteresting. And I've got, Lord knows, so many subscribers who are obsessively following gold. But if you take a couple steps back and you look at it in a disinterested way, you'll see that it is really within a pennant formation that could find gold chopping around between 1,500 and 1,800 for the next 18 months. And that's the way I see it. You know, the break beneath 1,600 has no special implications as far as I'm concerned. I've been actually using a 1,569.90 target basis, the April COMEX goal, and that's where I think it's going. I wouldn't be surprised that the actual pennant line comes in, if it happens this week, around 1,566. And next week it's a little closer, it's 1567 and change. So I think it's a good point to buy gold speculatively and aggressively. We're going to get some sort of turn there, but it's only a question of whether it happens above or below this trend line that everybody's watching.
Yeah. Rick, talking about large issues like gold and silver is one thing, but talking about penny stock mining companies is something that is entirely different. Now, you use technical analysis for many of the companies that you and I actually go and visit. You've been pretty accurate. I'd like you to, if you wouldn't mind, kind of talk about historically how you felt about Premium Exploration. Now, when we visited the property, Premium was trading somewhere around, I don't know, 20, 25 cents a share. And then since that time, the stock has fallen rather precipitously. Okay. Back, you know, and I know that I want to stress this is all verifiable on your website, but how did you feel about Premium Exploration using technical analysis, specifically, not necessarily the company, but specifically the price of the stock?
Well, it was a real eye-opener because I got a chance to visit a mine and to talk with the executives who were running it, and I found that both looked great on paper. You know, the company has very experienced management, and they've got some great proven reserves, great core samples. Everything looked fabulous. But the stock continued down, and I remember sending an email off to their investor relations person, Christine Copper, saying, you know, the stock's headed down to below 6 cents a share. And of course, it was trading considerably higher at the time, but that was kind of the bad news for her. And it turns out that the people running these companies are very bad judges of what the stock should be worth, or they know what it should be worth, but they have no idea what investors think it should be worth, and of course it's the investors who determine. So I see all these great companies, and the share price is going lower and lower and lower, and I think it's basically because people have not become obsessively and acutely aware of gold itself. And of course, these mining stocks do not enjoy the types of demand that feed into physical gold, such as sovereign buying by, you know, Russia, China, Brazil, and other countries. They're not particularly interested in junior mining stocks.
Yeah. I think it's very, very interesting that you were as accurate, though, in the case of that particular company, because a lot of folks didn't think that was going to happen. As I said, you know, I asked you to provide some analysis on the price of the stock when the stock was around 25 cents a share. And as a point of fact, the stock did fall down to as low as somewhere between 4.5 and 5 cents a share. So I got to tell you, you know, this is something between you and Trader Raj and Doc, you know, I'm getting very, very intrigued with the idea about learning more and more about technical analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a link on our homepage for a couple of weeks here. Click on that banner and you can get all the information that you want about what Rick is offering. Again, I'm endorsing this. I'm not getting paid to do that. I've known Rick for a long time, and I think he is a good guy. See what you think.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Fall in love. With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, I got to say, before we start this next segment with John Burgess, you know, you have to admit, Rick Ackerman is really, really, he's a very, very bright guy. And in terms of his technical analysis, he is really second to none. I mean, Trader Raj is pretty good. Doc is pretty good. Rick has been doing this for almost 40 years, and the guy is just spot on 9 times out of 10. So you want to think about that seminar that he's doing. Okay, going to chat a little bit about a company called Northern Free Gold. John Burgess, the president of the company, is on the line with me right now. I'll tell you a funny story real quick, and then John is going to talk a little bit about the preliminary economic assessment that just came out. Fantastic numbers, by the way, but we've done a fair amount of interviewing with John over the past month and a half or so, talking about the power situation in the Yukon. Funny story, a friend of mine is involved with Peter Kiewit, and he runs basically half of Canada for Peter Kiewit, and we were on our way to dinner a few nights ago, and Timmy was saying, so what do you know about the Yukon? And I said, well, you know, we have a client up there, and I have the opportunity to meet the chief executive officer of Yukon Power, very, very interesting guy. And Timmy got this big smile on his face, and he said, next time you're up there, ask him about Kiewit. He said, they've got absolutely nothing but good things to say about us and vice versa. And he said, that power situation, potential lack of power, he said, I got to tell you, that's just absolute bunk. And this is coming from a totally independent guy who is, like I said, involved with Kiewit Construction. John, you came out with a great news release. You have a preliminary economic assessment right now that is very, very strong. Talk about it, would you?
Al, thanks, and it's great to be on the show again. Yeah, no, it's terrific news. We were real happy with the way the process ran and got out the results today. $615 million net present value and a 23.4% IRR on a base case. So very strong numbers. That's at a 5% discount rate. So, you know, what we were looking to do here, Al, in the current climate, was obviously be able to demonstrate we've got a very economically viable project based on the existing resources that we have published, and also impress upon folks in the market that, you know, we've got a very big project with a lot more potential, and that, you know, we think over time with further exploration work, that the resources can grow have the potential to grow quite significantly from what we have already. But I think by putting a marker down today, we can demonstrate that, you know, based on what we have so far in hand, we've got a very, very strong, project. We looked at trying to minimize capital expenditures.
Sure.
So we've got a phased project. The PEA was done on the two deposits we have up there, the Nucleus, which is a gold deposit, and Revenue, which is more of a gold, copper, molybdenum blend. And what we ended up doing was really initiating production at Nucleus, the gold project, for about 5 years, and then out of cash flow, we fund the further mill additions and flotation additions in year five as we start to mine Revenue. Overall, we've got about 11-year mine life. And I think, you know, a couple of key items that are important to think about. One is, you know, the first 5 years, the annual average gold production exceeds 200,000 ounces of gold per year. So that's a pretty significant standalone gold mine. And over the life of the project, it's around 62% of the revenues are gold, about 18% copper, 17% molybdenum, and a little bit of silver. So, you know, you basically got almost two-thirds gold. It's a gold-dominant project here. It's in the Yukon. You know, the life of mine cash costs is also very low. Net of byproducts, we're below to $400 an ounce of gold, which again is, a number that stands very well in comparison to other gold projects that are in development. So overall, you know, very happy with the this initial PEA. You know, I think the key is, you know, we think this has the potential to grow further.
Well, I have to tell you, I am very, very optimistic about the company. As I have mentioned in the past, I believe I mentioned it when we were doing the video interview in Vancouver, that I do plan to buy some stock in this company. I'm shuffling things around. It's a tough market right now, but I have to tell you, I'm doing that, and I'll give my 3 days notice before I do it, as I always do, but I am on notice right now as being on record as saying I will take a position in this company. Need to shuffle some things around in my defined benefit pension plan, which will allow me to do that. I have to believe, and again, this is a very forward-looking statement, and please, ladies and gentlemen, don't take this as investment advice, because it isn't. I'm certainly not suggesting that you buy or sell a stock. I'm just telling you what I'm doing, and that's kind of been my philosophy over the past 5 or 10 years. But I got to tell you, at 10 cents, this is, or 15 cents or 20 cents for that matter, I mean, it just strikes me as being a very, very interesting situation. John, let me ask you this now. Over the next 6 months or so, what are you guys planning on doing up there?
Well, you know, I've got to obviously take this PEA and start to make sure that investors in the market fully understand what we have. So we'll be having conversations, you know, in Bay Street and Wall Street with research analysts. We'll also, in terms of our kind of next steps up there, as I alluded to a minute ago, we've got a very large project. It's almost 200 square kilometers. And we have a 10-kilometer geophysical anomaly, and we've drilled less than 5% of that, which makes up the two resources, which are part of the two deposits, which were part of the PEA. So we've essentially got, you know, over 95% untested, where we think there's potential for a lot of growth. Now, right now, here's the situation. You know, we're trading so cheaply. We're trading at about $4. A resource, gold ounce in the ground. I've actually got very low discovery costs. If you look at the maiden resource we put out on Revenue, the deposit in 2012, our discovery costs for gold were around $3 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
So roughly the same. So when you think about it logically, to go out and raise capital in whatever form, a joint venture, capital markets, royalties, whatever, at to fund further drilling, to fund further resource development at effectively a $4 valuation.
Mm-hmm.
When you are, maybe you can discover gold at $3, which is frankly top draw numbers. They're some of the lowest numbers you'll find in the industry. They're fantastic, but it's mildly accretive for me to go do that. So I think right now, it probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense, given the market is not valuing the existing, you know, ounces we have very highly, to go out and say, let's go out and double those, or let's try to double those.
Right.
So I think what we need to do is be somewhat cautious in how we grow the company further in terms of the resource. So we're going to be, you know, looking at a measured approach to exploration over the next 6 months. The season usually up there opens in late May. And runs through to October. So, you know, there's a number of things we can do on the exploration front that minimize expenditures. But obviously, hopefully, we'll give us some good bang for the buck in terms of results. So I think you can look for, you know, maybe less of the more expensive diamond drilling. We'll focus more on possibly other types of exploration work, which could be a combination of trenching, some RC, some diamond drilling, and soil geochem and IP geophysical work. There's a lot of things we would like to do on that 10-kilometer geophysical anomaly to identify further potential mineralized zones. We've got basically 12 targets lined up already, so there's a lot of work we can do anyway. So, look, I think the bottom line is, you know, current markets clearly, given our valuation, we're not really getting paid for what we have. So we're going to avoid any, you know, massively dilutive raises of any type just until we see the market recover.
You know, that's a very good point. Very, very prudent. And I think now you have a better idea why Big Al's going to be buying some stock in this company shortly. John, thank you so much, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al's going to be right back with Jeff Dyson. Stick around.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back. This is the end of the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report, weekend edition. This is your host, Jeff Dice, and we are happy to be live at the Cambridge House Conference in Palm Springs, enjoying the sunny California weather this weekend. And we are talking about defense cuts and the federal budget and the off-mentioned sequestration scare that seems to be a big story once again in the papers. And I'm very happy to have with us this morning Daniel McAdams. He's a longtime colleague and confidant of Ron Paul and also a longtime colleague of mine, and he's been Ron's foreign policy advisor for, Daniel, I'm going to say something like 10 years now, perhaps.
11 years.
Yeah, 11 years, and he's still in that role for Ron today. And, Daniel, let me just throw something out there generally. Our listeners are mostly gold and silver mining stock investors, and it seems like these constant kick-the-can-down-the-road budget deals that Congress keeps passing have sort of stopped spooking the markets. In other words, investors have sort of built in the risk factor already that Congress is not going to get its act together and pass appropriations bills or budget bills in a timely way. And this latest kick the can down the road until March 1 now leaves us with yet another impasse. And we're reading an awful lot of hype in the media about 800,000 Pentagon jobs are going to be lost, for instance, with sequestration. But the flip side, Daniel, that you and I both know is that sequestration, so-called, simply reduces the rate at which federal government spending grows rather than actually reducing the nominal amount of federal spending. So what do you make of all this? Is this 800,000 Pentagon jobs, is this hype, or should we take this seriously?
Well, as you know, Jeff, you know, the reason why the markets are responding to these continued scare tactics is because they have all the incentive in the world to respond, and they act according to free market principles, and they realize how many times they've been fooled. And you and I remember over the years how often this happens. Nobody does anything until the 11th hour, and then at the last second before doomsday, they announce this amazing deal, which, you know, like a hangover, you discover the next day has a lot of horrible things in the details. You know, and this is yet another one of them. This was hailed, you know, at the last 8 hour or 11 hour, you know, deadline when they announced the sequestration as a way to yet again raise the federal borrowing limits, that this would cause the problems. And then as it got closer, we had a couple of months ago another 11th hour, which, as you say, kicked it down the road, and now they're facing it again. So who's going to believe, who out there whose hard-earned money depends on it is going to believe that anything different will happen this time? If you look at things like the Congressional Budget Office who's pretty accurate on these things, they talk about the so-called cuts in military spending. This is the draconian cuts. With the sequestration over the next 8 years, defense spending will increase 18%, and without sequestration, it will increase 20%. So you're not talking about a lot of money here. But what is something real is that in the first year of these cuts, you will see a decrease in defense spending. It's a slight decrease. It takes us back to slightly above 2007 defense spending levels, which nobody at the time, if you remember, this was the massive buildup under the Bush administration. Nobody at the time was screaming doomsday on the 2007 budget. But this will take us back to 2007 levels for 1 year, and then it will rebound and continue its previous trajectory toward higher spending. So there's a lot of hype and not a lot of substance to this.
But if you're telling me that under even the sequestration scenario, that defense spending is going to grow 18% over, let's say, the next 5 to 10 years.
Yes.
What does it say about our political class and our media that the so-called defense hawks are able to get away with claiming that we're gutting defense?
Because if you notice, all of these scary reports come from the one area most affected by these cuts, which is Washington, D.C. You know, the folks down in Congressman Paul's former district in South Texas aren't going to notice a lot of these fancy Pentagon jobs being cut, just like the rest of the country won't notice these jobs being cut. But here in D.C., where there's such an artificially inflated economy because of these enormously well-paid jobs, and there's the media that feeds off of this, that's where you get the hype stories. And they do try to scare people in the rest of the country by saying, we're going to cut money for TSA. You'll have an eight-hour wait for your plane. We're going to cut the air traffic controller, so good luck with flying. And they do try to do this to scare the rest of the country. But even this 800,000 figure is very phony. But they're using it to scare people.
Isn't it interesting that even these so-called Republicans revert to what Barney Frank famously called military Keynesianism? All of a sudden, they think government jobs are a legitimate source of growth for our country and a legitimate aspect of GDP, and they're warning about cutting these government jobs. I mean, if that's true, then they've accepted the left liberal line that, we should give everybody a defense contractor job, right? Then we'd solve all of our economic problems.
Exactly. And we should, raise the minimum wage to $1,000 an hour and we'd all be rich. You know, that's the idea. The idea is that none of this money that's being malinvested in a military sector that does nothing to protect us, very, very little to protect the U.S., if anything, if this malinvestment is freed up to be spent on more productive activities, that they would, essentially this is burning money up. And it's just not the case, as I'm sure your listeners very well know.
What's astonishing to me is that nobody seems to be treating sequester or the threat of sequester as an opportunity to actually examine the underlying policy. In other words, why do we need a military this large that spends this much money?
It's scary. You know, the idea that if we don't spend more than the rest of the world combined, you know, we'll all be wearing burqas and speaking Arabic or something. It's just the use of scare tactics. But you know what else interests me? This whole threat of this first year 8% reduction followed again by an increase. But this first reduction, this is not news to the Pentagon. They've known about it for months and months. But isn't this a federal agency that's supposed to be able to plan for all sorts of contingencies, those known and those unknown? You know, if they were doing their job, shouldn't they have been thinking about this in the first place? Shouldn't they have taken all of these months planning on how to minimize the negative effects of some of these cuts? Instead, you have Panetta screaming, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? You know, so it really kind of puts the truth to the lie that these great planners are planning for our safety when they can't even plan for what small cuts are being visited upon them.
Daniel, the number we hear oftentimes sort of bandied about is that the U.S. military budget is somewhere, we often hear like a $600 billion or $650 billion term, but isn't it actually a lot bigger than that? I mean, when you factor in, let's say, State Department spending and a lot of the other things that our federal government does?
Absolutely, and I think it was Stiglitz that pointed out that the total cost of our military budget is far in excess of $1 trillion a year. So because you have military components in the Department of Energy, you have Homeland Security, you have, countless other agencies and quasi-agencies that are involved and getting contracts through our military budget. So it's, in fact, quite a bit larger than that.
Well, folks, we're quickly reaching a stage where defense spending is, let's say, roughly $1 trillion. Social Security and Medicare are going to be, roughly $1 trillion each. I mean, we're only bringing in about $2.2 trillion a year in revenue right now. And at some point, Daniel, do the American people just say no mas, simply because they care more about their Social Security and Medicare than they care about having a defense sector that's, flowing all over the globe?
Yeah, as Congressman Paul would say if he were here with us, it really is the Federal Reserve that's the big enabler of all of this deficit spending. As long as they can hide inflation and keep printing up this money, it gives people the illusion that they're getting much more for free than they're getting. But at some point they will wake up and the balance statement will come in from this giant credit card company. And the results, I think, will be devastating to this country. I don't even know if there's enough time and energy to save us.
Let's talk very briefly about headcount. I mean, are there just too many people in the U.S. military, and are there too many officers who are making, six-figure salaries and have housing allowances, et cetera?
Especially military officers, say, lieutenant colonel and above, the equivalent, based in the Washington area, their salaries are certainly very, very generous when you count in the housing allowances that can go for thousands of dollars a month. I don't have the figures in front of me, but if you look at the officer to enlisted ratio, it's very high on the top end. And if you look at the revolving door between retiring top officers and the defense military industrial complex, which is another enormous drain on our budget, pushing weapons systems that are neither needed nor wanted, you have certainly a hugely bloated system, especially here in Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Defense spending and sequestration from Daniel McAdams, who I hope we will consider down the road to be sort of our foreign policy expert here on the Corlin Economics Report. But Daniel, thanks for your time, and have a great weekend, folks. We'll be right back.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.